Chapter 3, If Forgiveness Doesn't Come Easy. You know the feeling. You've already said, I forgive you, to your spouse. You've confessed your unforgiveness to the Lord and asked Him to cleanse your heart and set you free of it. But you still have that feeling of not being able to let it go completely. You're trying to be forgiving, but you just can't seem to do a thorough job of it. Unforgiveness is still there. This happens when you have to forgive your spouse for the same things over and over again, and it gets harder instead of easier as time goes by. Layers of offenses have accumulated, and therefore layers of forgiveness are needed. We have to realize that in our lives, and especially in our marriages, forgiveness is ongoing, sometimes daily. We always need the willingness to forgive ready in our heart, and only a heart humbled by the forgiveness of God has the ability to completely forgive time and again. You have to forgive your spouse just the way Jesus has forgiven you. Jesus forgave you completely, no looking back, no remembering. It means not keeping a list of ways you've been wronged. It means refusing to carry bitterness and resentment about anything. It means not allowing yourself to be an injustice collector who keeps one foot in the past, always brooding over what happened there. It means living each day free of bad memories and looking to the future with hope. True forgiveness means completely letting go of an offense and refusing to hold it against the offender. That kind of forgiveness is impossible without the Lord. We need God helping us to forgive every day. In the beginning of your relationship, forgiving your spouse comes easy. But when you have to be forgiving time and again, you wonder if perhaps you're encouraging him or her by appearing to condone his or her actions. Sometimes you may be hesitant to forgive because you're afraid that in doing so, you're setting yourself up for the same thing to happen again. But there is a clear line between enabling and forgiving. In other words, you can still confront your spouse about changing his or her ways, and you pray for that to happen. But if he or she doesn't do it, you refuse to let it eat at you and make you bitter. Forgiving does not mean you're giving the offender a free pass to commit the offense again and again. It does not mean you're inviting abuse or giving that person a license to walk all over you or continue to hurt you. It doesn't make you a doormat. Forgiveness doesn't make the other person right either.